laat aand oordenkend op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Well, praise the Lord. Weer eens dankie Pastoor Francis dat ek saam met u kan wees in die ateljee en dit is 'n eer vir my om God se woord te bring. Ons glo dat die woord van die Here kan mense se lewens verander. Ons weet dat die wêreld het klomp opinies, maar God se woord is God se wysheid. En as ons op God se woord kan staan, sal ons lewens nooit weer dieselfde wees nie. En so ek groet weer almal in die naam van Jesus Christus. Ek dank die Here vir die redding van my kosbare siel. Ek dank die Here dat hy in staat is om mense te hou. Ek is nou al by die Here 243 jaar en ek dank die Here vir sy genade dat hy 'n mens kan dra. Dit wil nie sê dat ek het nooit foute in my lewe gemaak nie, baie foute gemaak, maar die mooiste is dat daar 'n God wat omgee vir my, wat lief is vir ons en ek wil dieselfde vir u sê. Die feit dat u 'n fout gemaak het, bedoel nie dat God sal opgee op u nie. As u terugkom en met die Here praat, sal die Here maar altyd u gebede hoor. Ek wil graag net kortliks met u deel. Dis mos Moedersdag vandag. En ons dank die Here vir ons moeders. Weer eens ek groet elke moeder in daardie naam van die Here Jesus Christus. Baie dankie moeder vir u liefde, vir u omgee en dat u so lief is vir u kinders. Nou, ek gaan in Engels praat. Dit gaan makliker vir my wees en ek weet dat u sal ook kan volg. Die Bybel sê in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That verse of scripture alone is so powerful. You must obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The Bible says it's a right thing to obey your parents. Now, I want to say that sometimes you can obey and still not be in honor. So, if I can use as an example, sometimes you will tell your child, go clean your room. Maybe a mother says to the child, go clean your room. In 10 minutes time, the mother comes into the room. The child cleaned the room. But you don't know what the child said when that door was closed while they were cleaning the room. So it doesn't mean that because the sign of obedience is there, that the child was in honor. And so that's why the Bible says in Isaiah 1 verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Obedience is very powerful, but willingness with obedience brings a great blessing upon your life. And so this portion of scripture that says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father, thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. So, what a beautiful promise from God. If you obey your parents, if you honor your parents, it will go well with you, and you will live long upon the earth. Now, because it's Mother's Day, I want to share with you just 7 keys on how you can make your mother feel honored. Sometimes you want to honor our parents, but we don't know how to do it. And I want to share with you quickly how you can honor your mother. The Bible actually says to us in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1, it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. And I'm mindful that when Solomon wrote that, it's because a mother is so much more gracious at times to really show more care for a child often than the father. Dis hoekom in Afrikaans, ons vat mos maar meer kanse met ons ma as wat ons met die pa gaan vat. Because a father will address a thing immediately. A mother has more love and more care, but we shouldn't abuse that in our mothers. So here's 7 ways for you to consider to honor your mother. And when I wrote this down, I thought of how I could have honored my mother and the things I could have done. Number 1, never correct your mother. But Pastor, sometimes my mother is wrong. That's not what it's about. The thing is, if you know how much your mother has sacrificed for you, if you know how much your mother has done for you, she has earned the right to be able to say certain things that makes her feel that she can express herself to you as a child. And you as a child, I wanna encourage you to take the stance as a learner when you're talking to your mother. And so learners don't correct authority. As a matter of fact, I want to say to you, there's nowhere in the Bible that we are authorized to correct our authorities. And if you are a child, your mother is an authority God gave you. I asked the Lord one day, why is it so important that I must honor my parents? And in prayer, the Lord shared with me one day, when I considered you to come into the earth, I had to consider through who I would bring you into the earth. And so your parents are God's wisdom when He considered you coming into the earth. And so when you speak against your parents, your mother or your father, you're speaking against the wisdom of God that God has placed there for you. And so maybe you didn't have the best childhood. Maybe things didn't happen the way you wanted it, or you're looking at your friend's life and think it could be better. But I want to say to you, God had it planned for you. And what maybe looked like a failure for you, God turns those things around and uses it as a testimony so that you can bless others. And so the first key I want to give you, never correct your mother. Learn to have proper communication with your mom and show the proper interest. When your mother's talking to you, stop and listen when she talks. It's a proof of honor. Now I'm going to say to you, the Bible is saying here, when you honor your parents, God blesses you. There's a reason why we become blessed. It is the honor we demonstrate towards our parents. Number two, love on your mother. Buy her gifts. Don't just wait for certain days. When you have an opportunity, and I want to say to you, it never has to be expensive gifts. Mothers are so easy. Sometimes you don't even have to spend money. It's a simple word of love. I love you, mommy. Thank you for what you've done. Those things must become a second nature to us, where we express to our mother love gifts, love communication. This is a way we can show honor. Number three, to show honor to your mother, be an example to your siblings. Your brothers and sisters, wat somtijds nie luister nie. You be the one to tell them we must listen to our parents. If you can do that, you'll see the blessing of the Lord upon your life, and you will live long upon the earth, is the promise of God. How do you know in the group of children that parents have who is the wisest child? The wisest child is the one who honors the parents, because that child knows, when I honor my parents, there is a blessing from the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow. And so I want to encourage you, be an example to your siblings. And then number four, be a peacemaker. You know, mothers are often peacemakers. When people are arguing in the house, then mother steps in. It's when father steps in, then the fight has gone very far already, and he just says the last word. But mother is the one who has the patience to deal with the children and try to create peace. And when I talk like this, I think of my mom. We were seven children in the home, and my mother was that loving peacemaker. And I just think, if I showed more interest to be a peacemaker, how much it would have helped her, and how much honor I would have demonstrated towards my mother. And then number five, be thankful all the time towards your mother. Stay thankful. Appreciation is a proof of thankfulness, and appreciation is a proof of honor. To be heard is one level of pleasure. To be understood is another level of pleasure. But to be appreciated is the highest level of pleasure. If you can show your mother appreciation, she's going to get things wrong. She won't always get things right. But you must understand, Mom, I appreciate what you have done through the years for me. When you couldn't clean your nappy, your mommy did it. When you couldn't walk yourself to school, your mommy did it. Your mother cared for you. She qualifies for your appreciation. Then number six, be obedient. I just said willing and obedient. But obedience is seen in how we also respond to instructions. And so sometimes the instructions of your mother is on a high value to her, but on a low value to you. And so try to always see what is a high value to her and act on the instruction according to what is a high value to her. And then finally, love the people your mother loves. Don't fight the people that your mother loves. She loves your father. She loves your brother and sister. Show them love and you'll see the blessing of the Lord upon your life. God bless you. Father, I pray today for everyone that has listened to me. I thank you that God, you made a promise that you will bless those who honor their father and their mother. And so I pray today that as your people start to live this life of honor towards their parents, that they will see the blessing of the Lord upon their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.